Coming up in about 10 minutes, Dr. Oz is going to join us. Stay tuned for that. He has news out of New York and what's happening there and the changes that are happening in their arc, their trajectory of disease there, and how that actually can affect us here in the Chicago area. Because the New York, New Jersey area, you know, was hit very, very hard. And now they're starting to see a loosening of that. But what else are they seeing on the other side? Very instructive. Stay tuned for that. Dr. Oz will be joining us. Now, Dr. Raja, actually, he's not a doctor. He's a congressman. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is joining us. And, well, Raja, let's talk about how we're going to continue to pay for this party. We now have one out of every five Americans who were employed as of 2 months ago are now unemployed, technically, if not forever. I think that's really one of the scariest parts of this, because it's like you don't know for sure if this is going to be forever.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Faro, for having me on. I hope everyone is safe and healthy listening here. I think that is the big question mark. You know, I think a lot of folks, I think a poll was released today testing or measuring the sentiments of people who recently got unemployed, and about 70 to 80% of those people who were laid off or furloughed say they expect to go back to work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people aren't sure whether employers will be willing to bring them back to work so long as there's no vaccine, there's no cure for coronavirus, and most importantly, so long as business is not back to pre-pandemic levels. And that's really the big question that everybody's trying to answer.
Yeah, that's the big concern, too, for businesses, is if they do bring people back. I've heard this over and over and over again from people in the restaurant industry that
yes,
there is a problem opening up the business. It doesn't matter if the governor says, okay, we'll open up the business, we'll go full. There are people who were employees of restaurants who are making more money on unemployment currently and may be resistant to go back because it's dangerous and they can make more money sitting at home. And that's a big issue in terms of getting the economy restarted.
Yeah, I was just on the phone with a restaurateur yesterday who owns several restaurants who's basically teetering on the brink of financial collapse because of that very issue. But even more than that, you know, he's just worried that, you know, let's say on July 1, things really open up and nobody shows up as customers. What does he do then? is there further government assistance in the form of PPP loans? What's going to happen? I personally think it doesn't make sense to keep these restaurants alive for 8 weeks only to let them die in the ninth week. And so we have to really take a look at this closely, because I think that the stay-at-home orders and just the pandemic in general has taken a greater toll than we expected, even in the initial, you know, March timeframe.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I want you to clarify that for us, though. What does that mean in terms of keeping them alive for eight more weeks? Are you suggesting that? What are you suggesting? I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want to understand.
Yeah, I was a former small businessman, and, you know, I like to say I signed the front of the check of the back of the check, and these folks are the lifeblood of our economy. I personally am going to be advocating for further PPP assistance, even beyond the 8 weeks that they're currently receiving, because a lot of times, you know, they're not going to go back to 100%. They're not going to go back to 70%. They may go back to 30, 40, 50%. And that will just cause them to lay off half their staff, the very people that we were trying to, quote unquote, protect through the payroll protection program. So that's right. Why I'm saying we got to give them a little more help.
Okay, because it's really a problem that is not going to get better on, as you're pointing out, on June 1st. And I think the restaurateurs know it. And politicians can say all day long, oh, we're going to open back up. Well, people, humans, citizens they want to be self-protective, right?
That's
They're
right.
smart.
That's
they get right. what's going on here. So you may open up a business, but people may not be going in, and then they go, well, the business is open, everything should be fine. I mean, that the lag on this is kind of scary to me, and I want to get your take on this, Congressman, because this is an economic bomb we have never, ever, ever seen in the United States before. We've never seen a single event literally close the entire country for 2 months at a time. It's never happened. And that's there's no playbook for this. There's no route to a V-like recovery. There's no route to an easy recovery. What else can the government do here? I mean, you're spending all the money that you can't print money fast enough.
I echo your sentiments. I think that you hit it spot on in the sense that we've never dealt with both a health crisis and an economic crisis intertwined the way they are of this magnitude before. And so I personally think that, you know, even as we put the economy into a medically induced coma, we have to preserve the patient at all costs. And if that means we have to give relief even longer than we expect, then we have to do it. If it means that we have to help the small businesses, even though they're open, quote unquote, but they're not seeing any customers, we have to do it. Because here's the thing, which is that, you know, on the other side of this pandemic, we want to be in a place where there weren't so many blows to our economy or to our people that we can't fully recover someday. We have to live to fight another day, and that has to be the motto for our federal government. I know people are really scared of the debt. I get it. But at this point, we got to survive, and we got to get to the other side of this pandemic, and then we'll deal with the fiscal issues, in my opinion.
The analogy is, you can't worry about saving the water when the house is on fire, right?
That's the way to look at it.
All right, Congressman, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ron.
Raja Krishnamurthy is with us every couple of weeks, as all of our congressmen and congresshumans from the entire delegation join us and tell us what, at least what the federal government can possibly do for us.